This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
The Apostle Paul serves as a great example of keeping our motives pure when sharing the gospel with unsaved people. He looked to believers for financial support to care for his personal needs, not those who might question his motives. For example, note what Luke records in the book of Acts about Paul when he first came to the pagan city of Corinth.
After this, he left Athens and went to Corinth, where he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul came to them, and since they were of the same occupation, tent makers by trade, he stayed with them and worked. He reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade both Jews and Greeks.
When Luke recorded this in the book of Acts, he was not saying Paul refused financial help. For example, when he started the church in Thessalonica, he received financial help from the Philippians. As believers, they understood his motives. But when he was in Thessalonica ministering to unbelievers, here's what he wrote to the Thessalonians.
For you remember our labor and hardship, brothers and sisters, working night and day so that we would not burden any of you. We preached God's gospel to you.
You see, Paul did not want the Thessalonians as unbelievers to misinterpret his motives. Neither did he want them to misunderstand the gospel as a free gift. So here's the principle to live by. We must be very cautious when receiving financial support from unbelievers when we're attempting to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.